Father, in the name of Jesus, I once again ask for the entrance of your word to shine light in our hearts, bring understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts. I just want to shout out, you know, give a shout out to the Lord this morning. I want you to join me in praising the Lord. We don't do this enough, but we got to do more. Jeremiah 32. Is where I'm starting today. Jeremiah 32 and verse 17. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Well, let's think about that for a minute. The Lord God has made the heaven and the earth by his great power and his stretched out arm. Is there anything too hard for him? Well, the way you praise the Lord is how the Lord's going to respond to you in kind. You know, if you tell him that he's the great and the mighty God and there's nothing too hard, you know, for you to do, then he's going to come back and tell you that I am the great and mighty God and there's nothing too hard for me to do. Hallelujah. So let's read some more here. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and outstretched arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers in the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. So that's where these texts come from today. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Great in counsel and mighty in work. For thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men. Hallelujah. Eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men to give everyone according to his ways. And according to the fruit of his doings, who has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, no matter what's going on over there, signs and wonders are coming back again to deliver them. Amen. And among other men, and has made thee a name as it is this day. Remember, his name is his reputation. And has brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm and with great terror. Has given them this land which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them. A land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it. But unfortunately, they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou hast commanded them. Therefore, thou caused all these evil to come upon them. Perhaps that's what's going on over there now. But let's pray for their deliverance. Behold the mounds. They are come unto the city to take it. The city is given over to the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it because of the sword. It reminds us of Hezbollah, Hamas, and all these people fighting against Israel, you know, just reminds us of that. And thou hast said unto us, he said, look, Lord, all these things are happening, and thou, you know, what thou hast spoken is come to pass. You know, the Lord did say, well, if you forsake my ways, then, you know, I will raise up the rod of men against you. But at the end of the day, I will gather you with my mercies. Hallelujah. Now, thou hast said also unto me, O Lord God, you know, you told me to buy the field, take witnesses, etc. For this city is given to the hand of the Chaldeans. Well, we pray that that's not the case anymore. The Lord will deliver those people. Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah saying, now this is what Jeremiah said to the Lord before. The Lord is going to say the same thing back to him now. in a kind of a rhetorical question. So let's go back to verse 17 where we started, you know, and let's, after we read verse 17, we're going to jump down to verse 27. Here's what Jeremiah said in verse 17. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Well, jump down to verse 27, and the Lord said the same thing. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? So, you know, as you say the Lord's praise, and as you exalt him and lift him up and tell him that, you know, he's great and his hand is stretched out and he can do all these things, he can come back to you in kind and tell you the same thing. Well, is there really anything too hard for me to do? Don't you forget it. I can do all these things, you know. And so we're praising the Lord for his greatness this morning. Today is just the day that we want to shout out the praises of the Lord. Hallelujah. His name is very, very great. Jeremiah chapter 10. And this Jeremiah, you know, he loved to praise the Lord too. Like, you know, like the psalmist, he wrote a few marvelous things about his praises. So let's read a few more here. In Jeremiah chapter 10, let's read from verse 6. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. For as much as among all wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. Hallelujah. None like unto the Lord. Let's jump down to verse 10 here. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Or you might say, will not be able to abide the day of his reckoning. It is coming. It is coming. And let's praise the Lord some more with a few call-outs to the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 2. This is Anna, the mother of Samuel. And she sang this song unto the Lord and exalted him, you know, because of what the Lord did for her. Well, let's pick it up from verse 1, 1 Samuel 2. And Anna prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord, and my horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth also is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee, neither is there any God or any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceedingly proud. Let no arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. She's bringing out some contrasts here. You know, those that were full have hired out themselves for bread. You know, at one time they were full. Now they'll do anything just to get a little piece of bread. Whereas they that were hungry, you know, they ceased. So that the barren hath borne 7, and she that hath many children is wax feeble. Well, you know, she was in a struggle with who she called her adversary, the other wife of her husband, who made fun of her and so forth because she couldn't have a child. But now, you know, she got one and she praised the Lord. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. The bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor, he maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up that poor out of the dust. Hallelujah. And lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them to inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. Hallelujah. And she went on to say many, many great things. And here's the one he said, she said also, let me read that last one in verse 9. Who keep the feet of his saints. Now all the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. There is none holy as the Lord. Well, let's praise the Lord with that. You know, Psalms, the psalmist said in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Making your boast in the Lord is giving your testimony even before it happens. That's right. You know, that's making your boast in the Lord. Declaring forth what you know that God is able to do for you. You know, and the humble people, they will rejoice when they hear it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? They looked unto him and were enlightened. And their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Now, may the Lord remember you in your low estate. Well, the days when things feel low, you know, the Lord will remember you. Cry unto him and he will deliver you out of all the things that you consider to be your troubles. The Lord will deliver you out of them all. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 11. Who is like unto the Lord? Well, the Lord had just shown them some mighty acts around the Red Sea. And, you know, they are going to praise the Lord here. Praise God. They are going to exalt the Lord. Well, let me pick a few verses before that. Moses and the children of Israel, Exodus 15 and 1, you know, they sung unto the Lord this song. I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider has he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God. And I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. There are many songs around these songs. You know, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord of hosts is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his horse as he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them up. They sunk into the bottom. Even like a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Hallelujah. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumed them like as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together, and the flood stood upright as an heap. And the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. Well, the enemy, in his heart, he said, I will pursue and I will overtake. I will divide his spoil. My loss shall be satisfied upon them. You know, Pharaoh said, well, I got you right where I want you. Your God is a poor general. Look at where he led you. Nowhere to go. You know, Red Sea in front of you. I got you now. And he said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will do this. I will do that. Well, yeah. You know, the enemy may have, you know, one or two victories and so forth. But I tell you what, you know, one battle here, one battle there. It's not over yet. The Lord will always come out for his people. And Lord will protect the land of Israel, the nation of Israel particularly. Always does. You know, not because they love the Lord. No. But because the Lord loved them. And the Lord chose them. And, you know, he will not back down from his promise to protect them. He said, my kindness shall not depart from thee. You know, and the covenant of my mercy will I not remove. And he will be with them through their troubles. Well, this is only the beginning of sorrows. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we are on the gathering storm. You know, all the things that are happening over there in Israel. It's only the beginning of sorrows. You know, it's going to be the eventually lead to the gathering of superpowers and nations to war. You know, because Israel is going to be like the, you know, I mean, the one place that bring mighty nations to war. But the Lord will deliver his people. Hallelujah. You know, so pray for the peace of Israel, we're told, and the Lord will deliver them one way or another throughout history. Try to annihilate them. You know, Hitler, millions of Jews, and all through. I mean, Pharaoh tried to kill them all, tried to destroy them, and all, so on and on and on. Haman said, I would destroy all the Jews. I mean, it was always like everybody wanted to kill the Jews and destroy them all. And Hamas, it would be like Haman. That's right. Hezbollah will be, you know, like the rest of them. God will save that nation. Hallelujah. Because he loves them, you know, not because they were the mightiest. Father, Lord said, well, even though you are small, but the great mercy of the Lord is with you. Now, but when you see the things that are happening, when you see the armies around about Jerusalem, then know that it is near, even at the very doors. Well, armies are coming. You know, these things are in the scriptures. Although we pray, you know, for the grace and mercy of God to protect them, we have the word of prophecy that eventually that is going to be the reason, you know, why at the end of the day we'll have what they call Armageddon. It's going to happen. You know, but when you see these things begin to come to pass, then lift up your head, for your redemption draweth near. But it's coming. But in the meantime, let's pray for grace and for mercy. Let their enemies that come against them in one way, let them go out seven different ways. Hallelujah. Let them be discomfited, just like Pharaoh. Hallelujah. But they said, I will come, I will destroy at once. You know, and they have taken captive women, children, everything. Well, the Lord said, give up. Glory to God. And they must give it up. And the Lord will come to their rescue. But as we continue the praise of the Lord here, we see that we come to this praise. He said, thy hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, I dashed them in pieces, even the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. May that happen again to those that try to destroy Israel. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as an heap. Depths were congealed. The enemy said, I'll pursue, I'll take over, I'll destroy them and all of this. But thou blew over them and they were covered and they sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Among the gods, who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Some of you know those songs, you know, that we sing and we praise the Lord with that. Hallelujah. And let's read, how mighty is the Lord in battle. Psalm 24 and verses 7 to 10. The Lord is always mighty in battle. You know, he may sucker them in and let people think that they've got the children of God cornered. You know, but talking about you, even though we speak of Israel, we're also speaking about you. You know, here's what he says. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord mighty, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Did you ever think of the Lord as, you know, a warrior? That's right. You know, David said, called the Lord a warrior all the time. And he himself was a warrior. So, you know, coming from him and saying that the Lord was a great warrior, he knew exactly what he was talking about. The Lord is a man of war. He's mighty in battle. The Lord of hosts, hallelujah, is his name. Glory to God. Listen to what he said again in Psalms 46. Just a few shout outs here to the Lord, and then I'm going to let you give your own shout out too. So just read a few scriptures here. Psalm 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake like the swelling thereof, yet we shall not be removed, and neither shall we be moved. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. That's right. And she shall not be moved. The Lord will utter his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. God of Jacob is our refuge. Say, come and behold the wonderful works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth against the enemies of the children of Israel. It'll happen too. And, you know, be still, he says, and verse 10, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. That's right. And I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And Israel will do well to remember these scriptures. you know, let them not think for 1 minute, you know, that, you know, their own arm and their own power will save them. They will do well. Some of their leaders know it, you know, and they will do well also to call upon the name of the Lord. You know, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Mount Zion, there will be deliverance. Well, you know, for there to be deliverance means that there is trouble on every side. You know, the day of Jacob's trouble, well, Jacob has always been having trouble. Israel has always been having trouble. Isaac has always been having trouble with Ishmael and all of that. So I'll continue to the end. But the Lord, if they cry unto the Lord, he will save them out of all their troubles. Hallelujah. The Lord is a merciful God. Let's look at Exodus chapter 34. And see the words of God declaring his own attributes. And we ought to praise him the same way. You know, these are the things that God said about himself. These are the things that we should say about him. Exodus chapter 34 and verse 5. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by him and proclaimed. This is what God said about his own self. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands. What? Is your name among those thousands for whom the Lord keeps mercy? Forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Is your name among the ones for whom God has forgiven their sin and transgression? But at the same time, because he's a just and holy God, he will by no means clear the guilty. Hallelujah. But the Lord, he put forth, you know, his mercy first. Receive the mercy and the grace of the Lord, then you don't have to worry about his severity. But if you don't, then the severity of the Lord must come into play. As he's a just and holy God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord is a mighty God. You know, I'm just calling out his greatness through reading a few psalms. And then I'm going to turn it over and let you give out your shout out to the Lord. And while you're waiting to do that, you can shout it out even on the chat room. Give your shout out to how great the Lord has been to you. Psalm chapter 9. Let me just read, you know, a few things. Hallelujah. Praise God. I will be glad and rejoice in thee, O Lord. He said, well, I will praise thee from verse 1. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. And I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I'll be glad and rejoice in thee, and I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. That's right. Because he said, look, when the enemies when they come out this way, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. You know, that's right. When you sat in a throne, your throne of judgment, you always judge right, he said. Thou hast rebuked the heathen and destroyed the wicked. Put out their name forever and ever. And they're all the enemies of righteousness. Yeah, O thou enemy, destructions are come. Perpetual end. You try to destroy cities and so forth, but the Lord will make their own memory perish with them, he said. But the Lord, he shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to his people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, O Lord. For thou hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Praise, he said, sing praises to the Lord who dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, the Lord, you know, when he stands up to fight for his people, there's a depiction here in the book of Joshua, you know, chapter 5. And the angel of the Lord, captain of the Lord's host, let's see how, you know, he introduced himself. Joshua chapter 5, there's a story here. You know. And we can read that story from perhaps verse 13. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. You know, and Joshua went, well, Joshua was the man, if he sees a sword in your hand, he's going to engage. Now, Moses was the rod and the pillar of fire and all of that. Joshua was the sword. His own was like, look, you know, I mean, he'll fight you every which way. You know, so, you know, yeah, he's not dealing with the rod. He's not dealing with all of that. His own is the sword. So if he sees a sword in your hand, it's like, look, have you come out here against us or what? Let me know your intention. Because, you know, I'm going to put the battle right now in array. You know, so he saw this man with his sword in his hand. And Joshua confronted him and said, look, art thou for us or for our adversaries? Let me know right now. Are you for us or are you against us? Are you with us or are you with our adversaries? But listen to the very strange answer, you know, that this figure and his personality gave. This is his answer. Are thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, no. That's no to both questions. Oh, my goodness. No. But as the captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come? That's right. You know, the Lord is on his own agenda. The angels of the Lord, they have their charge. You know, he's on his own mission. I am come as the captain of the Lord's host. You know, not come for you or for them or against you or against them. I got my mission in my hands. Now, you need to align with God. Now, many times we say things like, well, the Lord is for us. Even the psalmist said that, the Lord be for us, who will be against us. And so, you know, those are figures of speech. We are the ones that must be on the Lord's side. Captain of the host right here said, look, you know, I'm not come to do this or do that. I'm come as the captain of the Lord's hosts, and I have my own agenda. I've got my orders, basically is what he's saying. And so when Joshua realized that, he fell on his face. You're dealing with somebody here that's not messing around, you know. But, you know, even though he said it that way, he's still going to back them up and he's still going to fight for them. But he wanted to let Joshua know that, look, you know, I've got my orders. See, we can't command the angel of the Lord. You know, some people try to command angels and so forth. You can't do it. They've got their orders. You know, so and they're going to carry out their orders. Because, you know, they only take commandment from their commanding officer. However, there's one way that you can make angels do something. And that way is contained in Psalm 103, verse 20. Which I've talked about from time to time in this room. Even though you can't command them directly, when you speak the word of God, when you speak what God has already spoken, you know, because that's what those angels are listening and waiting for, waiting to hear the word out of your mouth. Well, it's really God's word that they're looking for, the voice of his word. Once they hear it, that's it. That's it. They're programmed like that, you know. When they hear that word, they go into operation. They go into action. So the way to really make the angels work for you is to speak and declare the word of God. So that's what they're listening for. They say, praise the Lord, ye angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Well, that's how they do it. That's how you do it too. Praise the Lord. So today, let us worship and let us exalt him. I just wanted to come out here and give a shout out to the Lord. Remember, he is the Lord, the great, the mighty God, and the Lord of hosts is his name. There are many, many more psalms, you know, that I could read, but I'm going to leave that up to you. You know, give a shout out to the Lord. But I just wanted to show here, you know, the Lord's greatness. You know, there is none holy as the Lord, but there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord is mighty in battle. And look at all the things that he has done throughout the scriptures. You know, the Lord is great. And so let's give the Lord some praise in here this morning. You know, in the book of Revelation chapter 4, you know, something marvelous is revealed to us there in verses 10 and 11. The reason, you know, that these folks gather around, they had to give us, you know, witness, the 420 elders. Why are they around the throne, do you think? They are there to be a cloud of witnesses. And here's what they said, you know, they fell down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast down their crowns, you know, before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things. Take note. And for Thy pleasure, they are and were created. Everything exists for His pleasure. Even the wicked and even the devil, the Lord was using him to bring to pass His eternal purposes. You know, so let's cast our crowns also before the Lord this morning. What is it? Everything that we have and everything that we ever hope to be, we owe it all to Him. You know, they cast their crowns. Paul said, look, I call it but dung. I cast everything down. There's nothing, you know, before Him. Hallelujah. So let's praise the Lord song here this morning for all the good things that He has. We've heard incredible testimonies, and I want to hear some more testimonies here today. We've heard disappearing cysts, disappearing lumps, disappearing this and that. I mean, God is doing things, great things, and let us praise His marvelous name. So I invite you to come and give a shout out to the Lord today. You can testify of His goodness. Hallelujah. Make your boast in the Lord. That's right. Those of us who are humble, when we hear it, we'll be glad. Those who are proud and arrogant, they will not be glad when they hear it. But those who are humble, they will be glad. So we want to hear the praises of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I decided in my heart by the grace of God that every so often we're going to come back. You know, God can give us tremendous word all the time. But, you know, let's come back and give Him praise. Let's take a little bit of time and give His shout out today. Glory to God. So I'm going to pray, then I'm going to release my mic to those who want to give a shout out to the Lord. Hallelujah. There is none holy as Thou, O Lord, for Thou art great. And doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. And I thank You, Lord, because You have taught us the fear of the Lord. And more so, You have taught us the power that is both in Thy word and in Thy name. And in Thy name, hallelujah, in Thy word, we will praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And in Thy name, we will make our boast all day long. We thank You for all the goodness of the Lord that You have shown unto us. And we praise and exalt the God of heaven, all whose works are done in truth, who ruleth in the armies of heaven, who doeth according to His will, even in the heavens. And none can stay His hand, neither can anyone say unto Him, what doest thou? The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and He sitteth in the midst of the cherubims, and the earth trembles before Him. The Lord reigneth. Let the people rejoice. Sit there in the midst of the cherubims. Let the earth tremble and everything before Him. And demons flee at the sound of His name. Lord, we exalt You and we praise You. If we had 1,000 tongues, it would not be enough. Your deliverances, the arrows of deliverances You sent out on our behalf from time to time, healings, miracles of supply, even the wisdom that You drop in our hearts from time to time. We give You praise for all of these things. And I give You praise on account of every one of Your children and all those that come into this room, rising early and coming to praise the Lord and to hear the word of God. I give you great praise this morning, Lord, on behalf of every one of us. And we give You all the glory and all the praise. Receive our praises even as Your people give a shout out to the Lord. Receive our praises today. Jesus said, were there not 10 that were healed? Well, where are the 9? There be none found that returned to give glory to God except this stranger who returned and with a loud voice gave glory to God. Well, you know, don't let your voice be silent when it comes time to give glory to God. Many times we are so passionate when we are praying and crying for God to do something, you know, and then, you know, when we have it, you know, we're not as passionate, we're not as loud, in praising the Lord. But this man, he returned with a loud voice and he gave glory to God. And the psalmist says, you know, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Praise the Lord. So let's not be silent. Let's give the Lord some praise and show our love and adoration to him today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.